City of Bryan's Planning and Development Services Department is one of only 46 across the state of Texas to be selected as a recipient of the 2023 Richard R. Lilly FAICP Planning Excellence Recognition Program from the State of Texas Chapter of the American Planning Association. It marks the eighth time in a row in the ninth time overall that city has received this award. This award recognizes Texas planning departments that increase community awareness and the importance of planning, aid in economic development, and assist in the overall image of our city. To be considered for an award, planning departments must commit to supporting educational development, its professional planning staff, appointed planning officials in Bryan, and the Selected Planning and Zoning Commission. Working hard hand-in-hand with the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Historic Landmark Commission, the City Council, the community at large, the City of Bryan Planning and Development Services staff focuses our efforts to provide quality service, education through teamwork, maintaining a positive relationship, and guide to promote quality development. On behalf of all of us here, we want to tell you guys thank you for everything that you do, not only for us, but for everybody. And
thank you, Mayor. While it is a recognition of our planning department, we always take this opportunity to recognize the entire Development Services Department because it is a team sport, as you know. And so, obviously, in news this year, the big news was that we launched a new online building permitting software in June. We have gotten a lot of good feedback there, and we hope to be completing the phase two of that process by the summer so that you can also submit your rezoning applications, your site plan applications, and pay for them online as well. This online permitting software was really the biggest improvement to our business processes in over 25 years. We had a very antiquated system, and so we're really looking forward to be also now in the 21st century there. We issued 670 permits for new single-family homes this year, which is less than we had last year. However, over the last 5 years, we've issued almost 3,800 permits for new single-family homes. In the last year, we did 23,700 building inspections. We have 7 building inspectors, and when you do the math, we had 250 working days. That's about 95 inspections for every work day that we had last year. We issued an average of 8 building permits every work day that we had, 7 residential and 1 commercial on average. Our Development Services Permit Center staff answered about 37,000 phone calls. If you do that math, that's between 25 and 31 phone calls on average per development services representative a day. We administered the city's substandard structure abatement program. We removed 18 substandard structures from the City of Bryan this past year. Thank you to the City Council's giving us the resources to do that. Since we reinvented that program, we've taken down about 580 structures over the last 14 years. We also processed 280 redevelopment applications. That's a change of owner use tenant application. We coordinate inspections with other city departments, the fire marshal's office, code enforcement, making sure that when structures are occupied by new businesses that they're safe for our citizens. We also had 248, an absolute record, of new development cases. That is new site plans, new subdivision plats, preliminary plans. I think that was a jump of about 50% or so compared to the year before. For the City Council, we prepared 61 council action forms, which shall not go unmentioned, and we had about 90 or so pre-development meetings. Like I mentioned before, development services is a team sport. If you would like to work for a great team, check bryantexjobs.com periodically for any openings. If you want to learn more about what it is that we do and that we have to offer in development services, go to our website at bryantex.gov. Thank you very much.